All right, here we are, Gemara Makos. We just finished Sanhedrin, Perek Bin Sora Mara, so we're out of there, and we're into Makos. Actually, the truth is that Makos, we're not doing it right now, but I always like to mention that Daf Beis of Makos, the first time of Daf Beis, the Mishnah itself, is talking about Edim Zomim. And the Gemara says, and it gets like right into the details already of the Edim Zomim. So the first thing the Gemara says is, why are we talking about Edim Zomim? Why are we talking about like the guts of Edim Zomim? You should introduce the idea of Edim Zomim first. So the answer is that a previous Mishnah in Sanhedrin had talked about it. The problem is that the previous Mishnah in Sanhedrin is Perek Chelek, which is the 11th Perek of Sanhedrin, which has nothing to do with Makos, has nothing to do with Edim Zomim. It's got to do with how you get Olam Haba and who misses Olam Haba, which is why Tosos on the spot says this is proof that the last two prakim of Sanhedrin got switched. No, they got switched. The 10th parak is supposed to be the 11th, and the 11th is supposed to be the 10th. Because it should have gone parak chelek, and then it should have talked about Edom Zomim, and then that goes into Makos. That's how it should have been. But our Mishnayos have it reversed. But that's neither here nor there. We're on Daf Vav Amud Bet of Makos. Parak Aleph is mostly all about Edom Zomim. And we're in the Mishnah at the top. You only have one daf of Gemara, so it says, "Hayu shnayim roin osa michalon zeh, shnayim roin osa michalon zeh." We've gotten into the topic of edim zomin, so while we're at it, we're talking about edim in general. So it says, "What happens if you have two edim that see a crime being committed from one window, and then there's another set of edim that see the same crime being committed from another window?" Ve'echad matzer bo ba'emtzan. Of course, you know, in the ingredients of what you need for a crime, you have Edim, and then you also have the Hasra, the warning that has to take place. So you've got two in one window, two in Tower A, two in Tower B, and then the Hasra is in the middle. And Bizman, Shumik Tzatzan Roin Eilus Eilu, Hare Eilu Eidus Achas, Vim Lav Hare Eilu Shte Eidus. So if they can see each other, in other words, if those in Tower A can see those in Tower B,
one Edom.
Then it's considered, it's like four Edom in one
the same
group.
Thing.
Four Edom of one group. If they can't see each other, they're both valid on their own. So it's just two and two, meaning they can come into Beis Din separately, they can testify separately, and they are, have nothing to do with each other. And because of that, if one set of Edom is found to be Edom Zomim in this latter case where they can't see each other,
they
so
disqualify the other.
The set that is Edom Zomim are going to be prosecuted, and whatever they would try to do to the victim, that's what's going to happen to them. Meanwhile, the other Edom, we believe. So actually, what an ironic thing ends up happening, which is that the criminal is going to be, if it's a death penalty, he's going to be executed, and so are the Edom Zomim. They're also going to be executed. Even though what they said happened actually did happen. But because they're Edom Zomim, they're going to be executed. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo'olam ein neragin, ad shehu shnei edav masrin bo. Rabbi Yossi says that, they won't be killed because you have to have shnei edav masrin bo. Rabbi Yossi says, in general, ein neragin ad shehu shnei edav masrin bo, shneimar al pi shnayim edim. Rabbi Yossi learns from this pasuk of al pi shnayim edim that not only do the edim have to see,
they have to
be the ones to give the hasra.
Both of them. Even if one's standing next to another.
No, I mean, one of the Edim has to be the one giving the Hasra. In other words, you can't have Edim in one section and then the one giving the Hasra being a separate person. It has to be that the two Edim, which, you know, anytime anybody's giving Hasra, they're also going to be an aid, obviously, because they're there. The only case where they won't be an aid is if it's a brother or someone else who is Pasala Edus. But in general, Rabbi Yossi is saying that the Edim have to, he's putting a further restriction on the possibility of giving the death penalty. He says, you have to have the Edim be also giving the Hasra. That's what Rabbi Yossi learns from this pasuk.
So the case at the beginning can't happen. But there, he starts with two scenarios, either four or they're two pairs. If they're two pairs, they're not two kosher pairs, according to Rabbi Yossi. So only one of them gave up.
Technically, from a simplistic view, you're right. He's disagreeing with the Reisha. There is a case that we can come up with where he's not disagreeing with the Reisha, but we'll get there. So, but yes, Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing with the first opinion, the Tanakhama, and saying, no, it has to be that the Edim are the Matzah.
I don't understand the first case that we said. You had two people in two towers. If we killed the guy who did the crime, that means that we believe two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they also tried to get him killed. So they said two different things. They said he did one thing, which...
No, they all said the same thing. They all said we were there on Sunday. They all said we were there on Sunday, and we saw Reuven kill Shimon. In fact, Reuven did kill Shimon. The problem is that two of those Edim weren't actually there.
Gotcha.
What they said happened.
Gotcha.
That's the irony. But they weren't there. There were not actually four. There were only two there.
Another two claiming to be there.
Yes. So that is Rabbi Yossi, though. So
that strengthens the point about there's no Hasra. I mean, they weren't even there.
Right, but no, but there was a separate person giving the Hasra.
From the first.
The Masra is a separate person, either way. Adyushnei Edom Asinu Bashanema, Alpishnaim Edom, Davar Acher, another Limud, Davar Acher, Alpishnaim Edom, teaches us Shalot Tehei Sanhedrin Shoma'az Mipia Hametorbegaman. That's a totally separate din. It says that when you prosecute somebody, it has to be with two Edim, which means that you have to hear the Edim directly. This is a whole separate sugya, which we're going to touch upon, but not for much. That you have to be able to, that the Edim have to come forth to Beis Din and testify themselves. They cannot send shlichim. They can't send a tape.
But is a turgaman? It's a translator.
Yes.
So it's not that they're not present. It's that it sounds like they have to hear it directly.
The Sanhedrin has to know. Look at what Rashi says. What does Rashi say? Eidos ha'edim, right? Eidos ha'edim mipi ha'meturgaman tzrichin ha'dayanim shiyu makirin b'lashon ha'edim v'lo she'amidu meilitz beinotam. Right. This is the reason why the Sanhedrin is supposed to know 70 languages. Right, they're supposed to know many languages.
So it's not a question of shaliach or something.
You're right. So that's considered aid mipi aid. Once you have the translator in between the aidim and the judge, then that means that the translator is effectively a shaliach in some way. Exactly, but he's a shaliach of the aid in some way.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have to use the term shaliach. Just have to say that they're not hearing it directly from the mouth of the aid. They don't understand the mouth of the aid.
So the Dvar Acher is explaining the Al Pi.
Al Pi Shnayim Edim.
The words Al Pi.
Yeah.
Al Pi Shnayim. Rav Yossi is talking about the Shnayim.
Right. But they don't seem to agree.
They're talking about different bits of the pasuk.
True, but I don't think they agree, anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the Gemara. That's the Mishnah. Sorry. Three dinim. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tovia Amar Rav. Okay, here comes Rav. Minayin Leedos Miuchad Hashi Psula. What we were describing in the first section. In the first section of the Mishnah, that's what we call Eidos Miuchedes. It's not classic Eidos Miuchedes, because in the case of the Mishnah, there actually were two sets of two Eidim. So, either way, we have valid Eidim. Real Eidos Miuchedes is when you have one person on one side. Like, imagine that we changed the case, and there was one person in Tower A, and one person in Tower B. What happens?
You need them to be seeing each other in order for it
exactly.
to be...
Exactly, so now what happens? So the Gemara says, Minayin Eidos Miuchedes Shipsula, that it doesn't work. Shneimar lo yumas al pied echad, my echad, ile ma echad mamish. If you say we're talking about where there is only one aid coming forth to Beis Din, mereishes shemina la al pi shneim aidim. It's the same pasuk. It says al pi shneim aidim, right? It's the same pasuk. Yeah, it's the same pasuk. Aleph. Al pi shneim aidim or shlosha aidim yumas ameis lo yumas al pied echad. The first part of the Mishnah tells you that you need either two or three aidim. Why two or three is a separate situation. But why? What is the second part where it says al pi aid echad? What does that mean? So it says that means Eidos Miuchedes. Mereishim min alav pishnayim edim elamai echad echa elamai echad elamai echad echad. That means Eidos Miuchedes. That means echad. It means that you can't have two separate edim that have nothing to do with each other, that weren't next to each other at the time of the crime. You have Reuven committed a crime, and then Levi and Yehuda show up separately, now having no knowledge of each other. And they both testify. That's not going to work. They have to come as one. Two people together.
One.
What?
Well, it's stronger when you have two separate people testifying at the same event.
Isn't it stronger when you have two separate people that have nothing to do with each other testifying to the same event? In a way, we'll try to explain. We'll give make an attempt to explain this. There's a class of ultimately. We'll try to explain it. But you make a good point. You know, in theory, I could see somebody saying that it's actually more impressive when you have one person coming from one side and another person coming from another side, and then they both end up saying the same thing. And it's true.
I can see a stronger point from saying that we don't want to believe as much like 500 people saying something, because then you have mob mentality and it's not necessarily reliable.
Yeah, but we do.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. I mean, you have 500 Adim? Sure. I mean, we don't need all of them, but sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, why wouldn't we?
I mean, in practicality, that would not be true, right? I mean,
500 people say they saw the same thing?
If a group of 500 people came through, then you would find a way
they do Drisha Chakira. They ask them questions.
Right.
They say, you know, what color shirt was he wearing? You know, what side were you standing on? Was he, maybe they'll ask him, is he a righty or a lefty? And they have ways of verifying that the Adim are telling the truth.
I'm under the impression that the more the people that come forward, the more likely that they're going to disqualify
you. You know, I could see a psychologist saying that, but that's not what the halacha says. No, I mean, I hear you, but that's not what the halacha says.
But if you have 500 that come together and one of them gets disqualified, doesn't that disqualify the whole group?
It depends on what disqualifies them, yeah. It could be.
So yeah.
Yeah, it could. No, but what he means by disqualified is like it's the criminal's brother. Like that. I don't know if disqualifying him al pi drusha v'chakira nullifies the rest of the edus. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I tend to doubt it. You know, one guy is lying. That means that they're all lying. I don't know. But something similar to what Yechezkel is talking about does exist in the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is not allowed to be unanimous in any of their votes. You know, if a case comes before them and they all 23 or all 72 of them say the same thing, it's a mistrial, pretty much, and they have to start again. But I don't think we'd say the same thing for Eidos. So that's the case for Eidos Miuchedes. If you have one and one, it's not good enough. Tanina Mihachi, there's a Braisa supports this. How do I know it's a Braisa?
Tanya.
How do I know that's a Braisa?
Yud.
No, not the Yud. No, you're running out of letters. No, you ran out. It's the nun. When there's two nuns, it's a Mishnah. When there's one nun, it's a Braisa. Matnitin. Matnitin is a Mishnah. Tinyana is a Mishnah. Tanya, Tani is always a Braisa. Tani Nami Hachi. Lo yumas apid echad. Lhavi shnayim sharoino. So echad michalon ze. Vechad michalon ze. There you go. So one person sees from one tower, another person sees from another tower, and they don't see each other. So it doesn't work. And in another case, imagine they're both in Tower A. It's just that the chalon, the window is only so big. So, you know, Joe is standing in front of the window and he says, hey, go check that. You got to see what's going on over here. And then he gets out of the way and Frank comes over and he looks at the window. He says, wow, that's amazing. And they both see the same thing, the same crime, but they don't see it at the same time. Ein mitzdarfin.
Going back to the first example, when do they have to see each other, the witnesses? At what stage of the process do you have to see each other?
During the crime.
So, during the crime, they have to take note that each other saw the crime?
Yeah. They have to see each other, and that is the same thing as taking notes. What do you mean by taking note?
Well, the crime's happening over there, and they can see each other, but not in the same eye shot. In other words,
if they can see each other while the crime is happening.
But maybe they can't. Maybe you can see each other, but the crime's happening.
You mean they're not looking at each other because they're looking at the crime?
Can they see each other afterwards?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's enough to be within an eye shot. I think. I can't be sure, but I think so.
Did you see what I saw?
Yeah. Do they have to acknowledge it before they come to bed that they had seen it together?
I'm not sure.
Could Bethin prove that they had seen each other?
Right, I understand what you're saying. You're saying maybe they don't even know that they saw each other, but the Beis Din says, well, you were in a Tower A and you were in Tower B, and we know for a fact that you can see each other, but they didn't even know that. They didn't see each other. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know for sure. Okay. But here in this case, they know each other is there. And they know that the crime is happening, and they see each other one after the other, and that's not mitzdarif. Now this is surprising, no? Because you know they're right there. They might as well be seeing it at the same time. So Amalei of Pabala Baye, what do you mean? Hashta Umaechad Michal and Zev Echad Michal and Zed Dahaika Khazi Kule Maasa Vahaika Khazi Kula Maasa Martelomit Darfi. So that's not Rav Papa's question. Rav Papa's question is actually going to be this is too many words. You already told us that if two people were in that if one person was in one window and the other person was in the other window, and they saw the exact same Maisa at the same time, but they couldn't see each other, that they're not mitzdarif. Why in the world do you also need to teach us, now, the reverse of what I said before about it being surprising, why would you need to teach us that two people who saw the same matzah, even from the same window, but not at the same time, why would you need to teach us that? It should be obvious. But Papa thinks that that's more obvious, that they should not be mitzdarif, than the first case. In other words, the fact that they are disjunctive in time, that they see each other, they see it one after the other, but not simultaneously, that is, you know, if you're going to say that seeing it simultaneously but not being able to see each other is not mitzdarif, then for sure this should not be mitzdarif. That's Rav Papa's argument. So why bother teaching it? So he says, "V'ha'ichazi chazi kula ma'aseh v'amarta lo mitzdarfi b'zachar zed." V'ha'ichazi palga d'ma'aseh. V'ha'ichazi palga d'ma'aseh. So he says the reason why it doesn't work is because after all, one of them is seeing half the crime and the other is seeing half the crime, so they're not even seeing a full crime.
What if they both saw the full crime?
Oh, how would they both see the full crime?
Maybe he's stealing from a store and he steals one thing and then he steals another thing.
Amalei lo nitzcha ela labo ha'erva. So he says, we can come up with a case where they are both seeing something, and it's one long avera. The Gemara chooses, for whatever reason, habalas erva. In other words, he sees a man and a woman cohabiting with each other, they're not allowed to be, and that's an act that goes on for a certain amount of time, and therefore they both saw, you know, one long act. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, so he, you know, for whatever reason, switches over to Shabbos. He says they both saw the same act of chilul Shabbos. They saw a guy carrying on Shabbos or something like that. He changes it to a different halacha. But that's the point over here. And the Ritva makes this point, by the way. The Ritva says it doesn't seem like it's only habol eser, but it's just a placeholder for a long avera. For an avera that takes time. And yet, nevertheless, even though they're seeing the same avera, that's Rav Papa's chiddush, Rav Papa's point, well, the answer to Rav Papa's question, that even though they're seeing one long avera and they saw it one after the other, they're still not mitzdarif.
Because they didn't sit
at the same time.
You could have a crazy situation in a block of flats, one flat, where a crime is being committed below the flat. Two people have to witness it, so they go to separate windows and separate rooms.
So separate rooms and separate rooms.
Something can. Oh, because they can't see each other.
No, but I think the fact of seeing each other is so they both know they're watching the same class.
It may be that if they're aware of each other.
And they know each other.
It may be that if they're aware of each other,
I
tend to think so, and I from what we see, I think that may be what comes out of it. But again, I'm not totally sure. You're making a great question. Don't know that it comes out clear from the sugya.
Sorry, why is the Rav Papa? Why isn't it an obvious kal v'chomer from the first case? Because
once we say this, yeah. Rav Papa's problem with Abaye was that ultimately, if you have one aide seeing it and then another aide seeing it, Rav Papa was assuming that you saw only half of an avera. Each one saw only half of an avera. So in order to make it full avera, you'd have to actually put them both together.
So
in which case,
three.
Right. So the answer, Abaye's answer is, oh no, it's talking about, I don't know if it's Abaye's answer. The Gemara's answer is that they saw one long thing. So they each saw a full act, just not at the same time. And it is apparently considered the same act. It's not like two separate, distinct acts. Okay. We need it for that case. Rava comes in again. It says, it's good enough not only to see each other, but it's even good enough to be able to see the Masr. So you can have Tower A, Tower B, as long as they both can see, the Masr can be Mechaber, everybody. The person giving the Hasra, assuming not like Rabbi Yossi, the person giving the Hasra, as long as he can see everybody, he brings everybody together. Rava makes one other point. This is a pretty amazing point. When we talk about the masra, we're talking about the person who's giving the hasra. Afilu mipi atzmo Vafilu mipi hashed. What's mipi atzmo?
The criminal warns himself.
So what does Rashi say? Rashi says mipi atzmo haharug atzmo hisrebo. In other words, the victim. The victim said, instead of saying, you know, I'm married and I have a child,
yeah,
and he said, you know, if you kill me, then you're going to be chayev sayef or whatever. That's what's going to happen to you. And then the guy says, Amanas kenani osa, and everybody, and the edim all here. So as long as the victim actually could see both of them, so then that's mitzdarif everybody. That's what Rashi says. But the Rambam says what Meir says. He says it's hahoreg.
The person is
strange, because that's the criminal himself. What does that mean? He warns himself.
I'm doing now is chayev.
So he doesn't need anybody to tell him. He just says out loud, "I know that what I'm doing is war." Yeah,
the James Bond villain.
I know what I'm doing.
The James Bond villain.
And I'm doing it on purpose. That's what the Rambam says. He says it will work. He's not saying that it's ever going to happen. He's just saying it will work.
It's kind of what happens if somebody warns him and he acknowledges it.
Yeah, effectively it's the same thing. It's the same thing. And then there's mipi hashed. It means a demon. In other words, I mean, I guess a stand-in in modern language would be a robot. What happens if you had a robot that said, you know, don't do this?
Alexa.
I mean, l'chora, that would be the same thing as this, at least according to that. Because the Rambam has an issue here, because he doesn't believe in shadim. So how does this work? So the answer for the Rambam would be that people think it was a shade, or there was some kind of disembodied voice that came from somewhere else that nobody could see the person or something like that. It seemed like a shade. And maybe he ran away, and I don't know. And then that still counts. But I think it's a good point. I think the robot would work over here.
Insanity plea.
No, like the guy.
No, but it's the Adim that's a.
No, I'm saying the Horeg shouting out or whatever else, who's an insanity defense or whatever else. No one in their right mind would shout out a warning like that.
Unless
to themselves.
Unless they were really.
What
angry.
I'm doing, I know.
Yeah, you might.
Well, we know that if you don't, no one can hold you chayv to anything.
Yeah, that's true, but
so
you can imagine a case where somebody would.
I'm so desperate that everyone knows what I did that I'll...
But why would you kill in the first place? Yeah,
no, you want to kill...
Because your tashtit's not working. Because your tashtit's not working. you guys missed it. Okay. So that's that. Amar of Nachman. Rav Nachman comes in with another din. Edis miuchedes. Okay, here's a big one. Edis miuchedes k'sheira b'dinei mamonos. Tichtiv lo yumas al pi'ed achad b'dinei nefashos v'dein k'sheira. But b'dinei mamonos k'sheira. The whole rule of Edis miuchedes is learned from this pasuk. Al bishnayim edim yumas ames. Lo yumas al pi'ed achad. Right? Which means that's the echad echad part. Which means that if it only applies to dinei nefashos, dinei mamonos it will work. So if two people from two different windows, saw Reuven lend money to Shimon, something like that. That will work. They can both come to Beis Din, and they can. Reuven comes in and says, "I saw it." And Shimon comes in and says, "I saw it." Put them together, even though it doesn't work for Dinei Mamonos, for Dinei Nefashos.
Rava says it does, by the way, right?
What?
Rava seems to say it does, right? It works for both.
Where does Rava say that it works for both?
Rava
doesn't say anything. Rav Nachman's over here. Rav Nachman, Edus Michazik Sher Vedine Mamonos.
Am I you in it, Samatsuro, or Matsuro in it, or Tarnitstav?
Where are you?
The three lines up. Vamarova.
Am I you in it, where?
The Matri, or Matri Royal Tarnitstav.
Yeah, what about that?
Isn't that implying that, isn't that the same as Edus Michazik, but there's two from separate towers,
but the
Matri is. They both see the crime.
But the Matri is connecting them.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
No, but that's a standalone case. I'm talking over here where the two Edim see Reuven lend money to Shimon,
mm-hmm.
right?
From
separate purchases.
Right,
no one's
put together. Whereas if Reuven, and Shimon had seen a murder happening, right? And there was a case where, say, the Matra could not see them, so you wouldn't be able to say Edus Mechadus. We don't listen to them.
Even according to Rabbi?
Yeah, even according to Rabbi.
Okay.
Everybody agrees that Edus Miyachadus doesn't work by Dine Nefashos. Rav Nachman is Mechadish that it does work by Dine Mamonos, based on the fact that the whole reason it doesn't work by Dine Nefashos is because it says, you must al Pishne Edim, which only applies to Dine Nefashos. But Matkif Lar of Zutra. What kind of question is Matkif?
Attack.
attacking based on?
A higher source.
Nope, that's Mesive. Logic. Matkev is attack based on logic, so he's not going to bring any sources. Matkev or Zutra, Elamiata, Bedini Nefashos, Tatsil, Alamatanan, Uvehen Neragin. So this is kind of a source. If you look at Rashi for this, Rashi says, Elamiata, the Ksherim Baalma Mitztarefe, Bedini Nefashos, Kisheshnaim Roin Michalon Zev, Shnaim Michalon Zev, Huzma Katachat, Itztaref, Eduzulios Kulam, he's taking a while to get there, Kakasachas, Lahatzilatas Homim, Vesanidon, Shethe, Dusam Zela, Kevin, the Baalma Mitztarefe, Tishtam Khan, here we go. Lahatzilo, Rahman Amar, Vahatzilo Haeda. In general, we say Vahatzilo Haeda, which means that we try our best not to impose the death penalty. For example, we have a rule that, you know, even if there's not really any double jeopardy in double jeopardy is in the Chumrah. There is
double jeopardy.
Even in court is the Chumrah, right? It doesn't go lakula. There is no
double jeopardy. No. You won't prosecute.
You can't be prosecuted.
Right, which is to say.
So that's also true.
But this is the opposite. This is saying, let's say you've been convicted, right? So at all times, if a new aide comes in and says, I have evidence to the contrary. If anybody comes and says, I have evidence that he should be exonerated, we always bring him back. Vatilo aida. We always try as best as we can. Safek lakula, safek nefashas lakula. We try our best to protect people. So Rav Zutra is asking, and he's saying, how could it be that you could have a case where you would be mechayev in dine nefashos, but you would be lakula in dine mamonos? Now, what case is he talking about?
Sounds like the opposite of what we just said.
Right. Yeah. So what's he talking about? So he says, alamatnan hu vehein neharagin. What about the case where you had two Edim in Tower A, two Edim in Tower B, and the Edim in Tower A were found to be Zomimin? What's the halacha? The Mishnah says, what's the halacha? In a case where they can see each other, what's the halacha?
Together, and then they all become
Zomimin. Oh, they're all together.
So what happens?
So they're all
together. So the two, no, the Mishnah says, Hu vehei neragin. That the Edim Zomin, sorry, if they were separate.
Yeah.
If they were separate. Sorry, they didn't see each other. No. So the Edim Zomimin are viewed separately, and the victim is viewed separately, by the way. And the Edim Zomimin die, and the criminal dies. But if only we were to implement Edus Miuchedes, what would happen?
They would be joined together,
and there would be one cut of Eidud, and then it would ruin the.
All the
it would ruin the Eidud, right? So that's what Rashi says. He says, Kisheshnaim Roin Michalon Zev, Vishnaim Michalon Zev, Huzma Kat Achat, Titztaref Eiduzu. We should put them together. Lios Kulam Kekaz Achas. Lahatzilot Zomimin, Ve'es HaNidon. We could save the Zomimin and the Nidon.
In that case.
Shetehe Eidus and Betela. In all cases, essentially.
It's going to be the Chumrah of the other in a different case. You're never going to get an exclusively the Kula.
So he's saying, why don't we go the Kula in all cases?
No, we gave a case before where it's the Chumrah.
Well, it's not really the Chumrah. It's not really the Chumrah even if you put them together. You only need two. So. Mm-hmm. There's really no way in which it's worse for the victim for there to be four Edim than it was for there to be only two Edim.
The victim.
For the criminal. Right. The criminal is worse off when there's only when we see them separately, because then there's a chance that
one
side will be possible and the other side will be good. It's always good for him to put them together.
You said that the Edim Zomamim would be saved.
What?
Why would they be saved? They wouldn't still be guilty and be chayav mitah.
When you have a set of Edim that you see together,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is found to be Zomimin,
mm-hmm.
to be Zomim, it ruins the Edus,
fine.
But everybody goes free. The Ed Zomim doesn't become an Ed Zomim.
So you're asking if we want
to... That's a rule. That's another rule.
If we want to prosecute, that's what we should do. Is that what you're saying?
What?
Are we saying now...
If we want to save lives, then we should put them together.
So we don't have a prosecution. We try not to even prosecute.
Right. That's where Rav Zutra is coming from. That's what Rashi says. So the Gemara ends with Kasha. So that's a good point. And throws up its hands. Let's keep going. Rabbi Yossi Omer, right? So this is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi had said that you have to have one of the Edim be the Masra. He has to be the warner. Does Rabbi Yossi really think this? There is a
Mishnah
that says, and in fact, the hey, the hyperlink hey tells you it's on Testament base. Vatanan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hasone Neherag Mipne Shehu Kemuad Umusra. So Rabbi Yossi said that if the criminal, the killer, we know he killed, right? We know he killed. That's not a question. There are Edom that say that they saw him kill. If he hated the victim, then he is considered guilty, and he's going to get the death penalty. Why? Because he's Muad Umusra. Because he's considered already, you know, he knows what he's doing, and he did it on purpose, and he knows the consequences. Yeah, he's got a chazaka that he's doing this on purpose, and that's Rabbi Yossi. Why is this a problem for Rabbi Yossi? Why is this a problem to say this is Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Yossi says that you need Hasra'ah and that it's essential that the Edim be the Hasra'ah. So what's the purpose of that? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, basically the Hasra'ah is seen as kind of a formal legal gzeras hakasav, right? Basically, the fact that why does he require this? Why isn't it good enough to just have the Masra over here and the Edim over there? It's the same scene. Basically, it sounds like he's saying the definition of an aid is, in this case, it has to be that he gave Hasra. In that case, there's no room for us to forego the Hasra, right? Who might say that? So it says, Amalei how Rabbi Yossi bar Yehudahi. No. That was Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda who said that. Ditanya, look, there's a brisa that says Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Chaverin Tzarech Hasra, Lefi Shalom Nisna Hasra, El Lafkin Bin Shogun Mezid. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda sees Hasra as much more of a functional requirement. The purpose of Hasra is to establish whether or not the person doing it is doing it on purpose or by accident. If the whole purpose of Hasra is to establish whether a person is doing it on purpose or by accident, then it makes sense that the Sone doesn't need Hasra, because we know he's doing it on purpose. Just like you don't have to give Hasra to a Chaver. Chaver is a Talmid Chacham. Chaver is a person who knows the law. He knows all the laws. Now, I don't know how much of a chaver you have to be to know that killing is awesome.
They're exact opposite cases.
Yeah, they're kind of exact opposite cases, but the point is that in both of them,
definitely knows better.
They're both muad. They're both muad. They're both, we know that that if they do it, then they are completely culpable for it.
But you're not giving them a chance to shoot.
They're not chaver in prison.
No, there may be.
They
cannot claim. Oh, I didn't know I was doing something wrong.
It's not getting a chance to tshuva. The repeat offender.
It's not a repeat offender. This guy, the Sone. The Sone is just, you know, is the guy who is neighbor. And he's always telling him, you're making too much noise. And then one day, he hits him with his car. One day he hits him with his car and he wants to claim afterwards it was an accident, that people saw what he did and it didn't look like an accident. So we say, no, he did it on purpose. I'm just manufacturing that. I don't really know if that would work. But
it sounds
something
like
that.
I'm showing the prior behavior to indicate
he knows what he did. Yeah. So Rabbi Yehuda believes that that's how Hasra works, that it's a functional requirement. Its purpose is to establish whether or not he did it on purpose. Rabbi Yossi from our Mishnah seems to see it as much of a formal legal requirement, just God said it has to be this way, based on the Psukim, and that's why he says it has to be that the Edim do it. He would not care whether you're a Chaver, whether you're a Sone, he wouldn't care. You're always in Hasra. That Hasra, you can't go anywhere. All right, last part, Davar Acher, third part of the Mishnah. Davar Acher al pi shnayim eidim shalot ha'i sanhedrin shomas m'pi ha'dergoman. Hanehu la'uze. What is la'uzi?
Is it
foreign language?
Good. People who speak a foreign language. Da'adu l'kamei de Rava. They came in front of Rava. He was a judge. Oki Rava turgoman binayo. And what did he do? He appointed him a turgoman. The Gemara says, how can he do that? Hatnan, there's a Mishnah, our Mishnah. Shalotei Sanhedrin Shomasim Vipiyam Aturban. It says that you're not allowed to do that. Rava made Avayada Madahavu Amri Vahaduri Hudulo Havayada. So Rava, we can relate very well to him. Rava could understand the language they were speaking, he just couldn't speak it. So from the perspective of Edim, he could understand everything they were saying. Just when he wanted to talk to them,
he needed the Maturban.
He needed the Maturban. So that's why it was okay. All right, good. Let's do some of this stuff. So if you turn over to the source sheet with the Makos of Abba Mabez at the top. So the first subject that I wanted to cover is actually quite a thorny problem. Didn't I have more than this? That's all I had on that?
This one.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this is a Ramban who criticizes Rashi. Remember, Rashi had said that if we allowed Eidus Miuchedes for the Dini Nefashos case with Tower A and Tower B, where they can't see each other, if we allowed it, then what would happen? The whole Eidus would blow up, which means that the Eidim Zomim would go free and the criminal would go free. Right? That's what Rashi said. You'd save everybody. So look at the Ramban says, Perish Rashi Zal, Lama Lumit Starfa Eidus and Hatzel Sazomen, Ve es Hanidon, Shteha Eidus Betela. Just ruin the Eidus. Utmihani Bazeth, Shafilu Ve Eidus Betrufa, Mimakom Echad Nami, Im Nimzakat Achad Zomemet, Lamati Pasal Chavert, Hare Efshar, Sheelu Havale, Nimza Echad Mehem Pasal. He says, I don't understand. Even if they were to see it one after the other, if one of the groups became Zomimin, the other one would not become Pasal. The other one would not become Pasal. So, Nimsa Echad Mehem Pasal. Zu Eina Tana Shekevan Shehuzam Eina Mehem. Once we establish that they're Edim Zomimin, the whole thing, the truth is, this is going to get, the Ramban's going to dig himself a hole here. Once we establish that the Edim are Zomimin, what does that mean about them? That means
they weren't there.
So what happens to the idea of putting them together in the same group?
You can't put them together.
They weren't there. What does it mean? What does it mean?
So it means you're puzzling the Eidim of two people on the claims of someone else.
Yeah, that means that there was a set of Eidim, and then these other people just claimed to be there with them, and then you're going to ruin their Eidim because these other people just can't. Doesn't make much sense. The whole point of if you have four Eidim, right, that are coming together to Beis Din and saying we saw something at the same time, the same place, right? They all claim they were together.
And they saw each other.
Right? Yeah, and they claim they saw each other. So the whole thing is very, very strange.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, so good. So I looked up the Rishonim on this. They say that what happened is that the second set of it, the Eidim were telling the truth. They say, yeah, we think we saw them. We saw two people over there. They were kind of fuzzy. We're not sure if it wasn't them, it was somebody else. So we believe them. We believe them that they saw somebody. Just they weren't sure that they saw.
There are other people in the square it could have been in.
Right. So he says, Ela hacha mishum hei ne'aragin parech. Really? What this is talking, it's only here to save the Edim Zomin. But it's not to save the Nidah. We're going to keep the Eidus of the good Edim. Parech Rav Chista. So in other words, when you see it says, Hu vehein ne'aragin, that's what the Mishnah says. Hu vehein ne'aragin, which should be a problem. So Rashi sees that as, Hu vehein ne'aragin, let's cancel both of those. Who? The criminal and the Hain. We should save them both. Whereas the Ramban says, no, that wasn't the question. The question was, why are Hain Neharagin? Who? He's still going to be killed. He's going to be killed because the original set of Edim, the good one, their Edim is going to be kept. It's just the Edim Zomin, they're going to be saved. But now, I don't understand the Ramban.
Yeah, why would it make...
Because by the Ramban's logic, so the Edim should be seen as themselves, and now they should be tried as Edim Zomin. I don't get the Ramban.
There isn't some...
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand. He doesn't go... There's no more to it than that. I don't know. I mean, I saw this on the other Rishonim also say the same thing as Ramban. I didn't see anything that helped me understand what he was saying any better. It seems like what Rashi is saying is that there's this formal idea of that once the Beis Din hears the testimony for the first time, and realizes that they, you know, came from the same place and they can see each other, it formally puts them in the same group. And then for everything, they're in the same group. Doesn't matter what happens. So that would be how Rashi would respond. He would say, yes, it's true that they weren't actually there, but once Beis Din put them in the same category, they're in the same category.
It's very wrong.
Everyone's going to get off in this case.
What?
According to Rashi, everyone's going to get off.
Yes. Everyone's going to get off. That's what Rashi said.
Mistrial.
And the Ramban and some others say, no, the criminal will be killed.
Right?
What?
And the person who did the killing.
No,
Rashi says that he's going to get off. No, Rashi says that that the criminal will get off.
All in order to save the two kosher
and the criminal.
Are we doing it in order to do that, or just
you don't need to save the criminal?
It seems to be in order to save. I mean, Rav Zutra is motivated. Rav Zutra is motivated by we should not be more machmir by dinei nefashos than we are by dinei mamonos with regards to
Eidos. They're all equally chayav.
Hatzilu ha'eda.
How can
a kosher eidim?
Pasuk in the Torah. They're not kosher. The eidim zomim.
We are always mezake whenever we can. Try to find every way we can.
To basically get them off.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a harder time understanding the Ramban. Rashi.
It's a bit ridiculous. Sorry.
Which part? Rashi.
Because the Eidim, exactly. The Eidim Zomim aren't there.
Let's say the Eidim Zomim and the Eidim, regular Eidim actually came together. They said, you know, we were all together.
Then the Eidim Zomim.
No, the second, the other, the kosher ones, they made a mistake. I don't know. They got confused. Something happened. We believe the second set of Eidim. The first set of Eidim, we disbelieve. The whole Eidim falls apart. That's what happens.
Isn't the point that if the first Eidim couldn't be, or the kosher Eidim couldn't be 100% sure whether the others were or weren't watching, then the Eidim can't be relied on.
But they were sufficient as a pair to convict.
Well, I mean, what if you have these people come together and it turns out that one of them is the brother? So that also is going to make the Eidim fall apart.
Yes, there's no benefit, unless the case was where it's 1+1, where you need a pair to make any kosher Eidim, right?
Right.
That isn't our case now. It was one of the other.
That is a case if they both. Rava says if they see the Masra, then that can put them together.
Two and two. It means there is kosher Eidus. There's enough to convict this guy, right? Bringing another pair, whether you saw them, didn't see them, whether it's a brother, whether it's Ezom. It's
just weak.
You have to realize that it went through the process of Beis Din already. In other words, everybody testified. The Beis Din basically was finished with the case. They're about to render their verdict. And then two people came running in screaming, Reuben and Shimon were with us in the Bahamas the whole time.
So why is it different to the case of...
The Beis Din gets up and says, forget it, we're throwing the whole case out.
Why is it different to the case that Yechezkel said at the beginning? There's 500 Eidim come along.
What about it?
One of them within was a bra.
Yeah.
So it makes all 499 kosher Eidim.
I think it does. I think it might.
They're looking.
That's why. By the way, you know that this is why. This is one of the reasons why. If at a wedding, at a wedding, the big chumra nowadays is: are you miyached these two eidim? Right, because to the exclusion of all other eidim, whether or not it's necessary is questionable. But that's the purpose of it. Purpose is to exclude because
you've got to say that putting them all together. The purpose of putting them all together is to enable us to pass all the aid, don't know.
So why would
it's to basically open doors to let people off?
I guess in a way, yeah.
Potentially,
the Sanhedrin can't.
Why don't you just not do what?
Why not give the warning that you won't have a case? I'm saying the whole thing doesn't make sense. Understand
the purpose of the Hatra is.
What?
I mean, you're saying let's just instruct people not to give Asra anymore.
No,
I wouldn't be surprised if we did.
And they've got kosher Eidus. Don't join with anyone else. Don't say I saw him.
By the third time you go to Sanhedrin,
because you want to get him.
You want to get him thrown out.
Maybe we want him up the chance.
Remember, Sanhedrin's not out to, you know, they're not meant to put anyone to death. At the end of the day, they're not meant to put anyone to death.
By the third time you go give Eidus and your case gets thrown out, why are you in a buzz anymore?
Really?
Yeah,
if you
want to
get them out, then don't give the agents.
How many times? Like, this is not South Africa. How many murders do you witness?
Many times.
And they said once in 70 years, one of the
agents. Why?
Because they didn't want to. They were against the Beth Mount. It's clear. It's clear. This is the Masechta where we find out. I don't know. I know. No, there was Drisha and Chakira. They tried not to give the death penalty.
But
it's clear.
On the other hand, we still wanted justice.
We did.
If
they had other ways of administering justice.
Sure. But if we seemed to have a bulletproof case, we wanted to prosecute.
We
wouldn't tell people, don't give Hatra. We wouldn't tell people, don't come forward. We want Aiden to come forward.
Look, these Aiden went through a process. They went through a process of Drisha and Chakira. They managed to fool that process. Right? We're not talking about like at the beginning of the case, like it's day one, and they came in, and then 5 minutes later, Adim came in and said, no, they're lying, and then we throw the whole case out. We're talking about, this is, you know, well into, maybe even at the end of the case, and all of a sudden, one of the pieces of, this is, you know, this happens in regular civil court cases, right? A technicality. You get off on a technicality, the police officer tampered with the evidence, or he didn't have a warrant. Like, that always sounds ridiculous to me when I'm watching a TV show. And the police come into the house, they break into the house, they find a dead body, right? They find the guy with the knife, and then, you don't have a warrant. I mean, I don't know if this is actually how justice works. It's how justice works on TV, though.
Frustration.
It's, of course there's frustration, but this is the system that they came up with in America, and this is the divine system that's come up with, and probably for the purpose of, you know, of trying to find ways out when I don't know what the reason for it is. But
Hashem will deal with the guilty one.
Yeah, for sure these people get dealt with. Yeah.
Coming undone with DNA now.
What?
They're retrying. I mean, just yesterday in Israel, they arrested this guy from
30 years
ago.
With
on DNA.
Yeah.
Evidence.
That they found and they cross-matched using new whatever, and I've seen in the States.
The one you're shalined.
The one you're shalined.
So I mean, the DNA, the status of DNA evidence in halakha is really
fascinating. A whole thing I saw in the States last week. Someone had been sitting in jail for 38 years.
And then he got out.
And he got out.
Yeah.
I think it's clear why we want people to get off on the technicality.
Yeah, but the thing
we need to follow the system. If we allow that to be prosecuted despite not following proper procedure, then in the future nobody's going to follow procedure. The police aren't going to follow procedure. So you need to. You have to have a role.
But when you've got two sets of reliable witnesses and we're throwing them, it's quite a technicality we created to get them off. The court was trying to find the technicality.
I would have a treat.
It's usually
he's pointing out that the idea of Eidus Miuchedus exists. It exists. The idea that we're connecting. You're only finding the problem because I pointed out what the Ramban points out. That, wait a second, if they weren't there, then how can you consider them to be part of the same cut? Which, by the way, is always true. Now that I think about it, that's always true. It's always true that if you have four Eidim and two of them are found to be Zomimin, they weren't there by definition, but that is a rule. That's an undisputed rule that if you have four Edim and two of them are found to have been Edim Zomim, we throw the whole Edus out. There's not even any dispute about that. We don't know what exactly happened. You know, we're not necessarily saying that the other set of Edim are lying about something, but that's a fact.
They
could be they made a mistake. I don't know. There is. They could be making a mistake. They could be confused. Okay.
Maybe. It's a subject, but how does Allah treat Noedim? In other words, today with DNA.
No, so I said before, the subject of DNA evidence is a very big debate. It depends on the area of halakha. So for example, in Dine Mamonos, so they're much more willing to take it. In Mamzeros, they are not so sure. Rav Shachter is very pro. Rav Shachter says like it's pasha to him that DNA evidence is perfect. It was a couple of years. It was this year. Yeah, what? No, I did it 2 years ago. I did it. Technology.
No.
Yeah, I did DNA.
No,
maybe I didn't get to it.
No, you did.
No, it wasn't this year. It was
the last 3 years.
We did it 1 year in technology, and I did it in the College of Lifelong Learning, the medical halacha one. So maybe, you know what? Maybe I didn't do it in Shavuos. because I think it was after the technology year. Yeah. You can't do Tikkun Leil the whole night on DNA. You can do technology again, but... yeah. Okay, by the way, the halacha is, the Gemara ended with a kasha, right? So we're not sure? So we are sure. If you look, it's like the fifth source, the Rambam, Hilchos Eidus Perek Dalet, Eidin Nefashas Tzrichin Shiyu Shneem Roinas Osa Overa Ka'achad, with Tzrichin Lahayid Ka'achad Obeveisin Echad, Avodini Mamanos Ein Tzrichin Lekach. They don't need it. So they don't need it. Oh, by the way, to clarify, let's just go back for a second. Oh, let's clarify. The case where case that we're talking about is when you have two Eidim over here and two Eidim over there and they do not see each other. That's what we wanted to put together. If they do see each other, we put them together. If they do not see each other, that's the case where we don't put them together. Rav Zutra is saying we do it for Dinei Mamonos, so we should do it for Dinei Nefashos. In that case, they're definitely not, I mean, the ones who are telling the truth are telling the truth. They never said that they saw the other guys. It's the Beis Din that put them all together. It's the Beis Din that would have put them all together.
That's just a fiction to save the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no,
but it's a fiction. It's a fiction based on the idea that Eidus Miuchedes exists in Dinei Mamonos, so we should use it in Dinei Nefashos, if for no other reason than we should never have a case where it's easier to nullify Eidus in Dinei Mamonos than it is to nullify Eidus in Dinei Nefashos. Because keep in mind, you could have the same thing for Dinei Mamonos. What if you have two Eidim over here and two Eidim over there that saw the same halva? They saw the same loan, right? And then you establish that they were the Eidim's omen. In that case, la halacha, we would nullify the whole Eidus. We would nullify the whole Eidus. So you're telling me that for that we're going to nullify the Eidus, but for a murder we're not going to nullify the Eidus?
But except the difference.
That's the reason why Rav Zutra says what he says. It's unacceptable for him to say that we're going to nullify the Eidus for Mamonos, but we're not going to do it for Nefashos. That's what gets him fired up.
Why doesn't getting fired up that someone died and they're two perfectly good Eidim, which saw the person die, and there's a concept.
Once he said, "Well, we're not concerned for that when with the loan, Reuven lent money to Shimon, and you have two Eidim. That's how they saw Reuven and Shimon."
It's a little different. Someone loses 100 shekels, 1,000 shekels.
You're right. It's different on the side of the crime, but it's also different on the side of the punishment. In other words, now you're going to kill somebody. Now Beis Din is going to kill somebody. Keep in mind, Beis Din is now going to kill somebody based on this.
Someone doesn't get a punishment on 100 shekels.
He'll get a punishment. He'll get a punishment, this guy. This guy, the murderer, he'll get something. Something will happen to him. I don't mean, I don't know whether it's the Beis Din will do it or whether it's God.
No, there weren't other punishments.
There were other ways to administer justice. There are other ways. There are other things that could be done. No. Nobody's going to kill him. But, well, maybe. Okay, what time is it? 21. Okay, let's run through this. So, what I want to point out over here.
Could the family kill?
No, it's not a Gol Adam case.
Yeah.
Unless they established it was Shogeg. But then, no, but
it's only if it's Shogeg.
When it's Shogeg, then he gets his verdict is that he has to go to
the
Ur Miklat. Here, he's not even a murderer. It's not established that he killed him.
Because he was a murderer, he gets off scot-free.
No. I mean, he wasn't anything. Because he's not anything. Because there's no din. There's no Eidim.
Okay. But in Eidim the case before that we puzzled the Eidim, right? Then the guy who was killed through murder goes off scot-free. Doesn't go to the Aramid Glen. Doesn't go to anything else.
If it was Shogeg, he would get off scot-free because there are no Eidim.
Right.
Maybe we'll skip this part. or somebody on top of a ladder will fall on him. So, take a look at the bottom of the page.
Laura Zaria's case should have used this whole construction over here.
Let's skip the Rambam and the Ramban over here for now. I don't think we have time for it. Look at the Or Sameach on the bottom. He says, "Hine, al dina de'edus miyuchadus k'sher l'dini mamonos hikshur abanan kadmai." He says, you know, all the rabbis were, the rishonim were bothered by this whole thing. Da'ayit k'sh dini mamonos and dini vajos. They are connected. Mikra de mishpat echad yalechem. Why should there be any difference between dini mamonos and dini vajos in this case? It's true that Rav Nachman pointed out that the whole reason why edus miyuchadus doesn't exist is because it says al bishnayim edim yumas. But it also says mishpat echad yalachem. So the rules should be the same for dinim mamas and dinim nefashos. V'nir lanu liyashiv the hagemara the drasha mai lo yumas al pi eid echad elamai echad 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 mechaven the rachmana gali that God revealed the emas mahani edim when do edim help davka ki kol echad meich ani don chayav misa. This is going to be really interesting. This is the Or Sameach, which is a Meshech Chachma. Same person. Meir Simcha Midvins. He says, why do you have to have two Eidim? Ilan, I think you brought this up before. Why do we want to have two Eidim? Because Kol Echad Me'id Shanidon Chayav L'mita. Each one is not only saying that Ruvain is a murderer, but he's also saying that Ruvain is Chayav Mita. What's the difference? It can't be that the guy will only say, he killed. I don't know what the din should be, but he killed. And then the Beis Din comes along and puts them together. Now, if I saw it alone, and Meir saw it alone, I know the rules. The rules are one aid isn't good enough to make the guy chayav misa. And Meir also knows the rules. One aid is not good enough to make the guy chayav misa. The Beis Din says, okay, well, we're going to put you guys together, and then we're going to make two Eidim. But when I saw him, when I saw that, that's not what I saw. I didn't see a man committing an act that he's going to be Chayav Misa for. Unless we saw each other. If we saw each other, yes, but I didn't see a person commit an act that he was Chayav Misa for. I only saw a murder.
Well, you didn't know. There might be two Eidim you didn't see.
It might be.
That's true, but I didn't. And therefore, my Eidim is worthless.
But that's not what you
wouldn't have bothered to give him a Hatra. Because it's not going to be something that's going to be. The Hatra becomes irrelevant.
Right, I wouldn't bother giving that try if I don't think there's someone watching.
Well, I think the Hasra is worthwhile in and of itself.
You still want to stop the murder.
But also, generally Hasra would be given in a case where maybe you do see that they're Eidim, or you're one of two.
But basically, going to ask you, did you see a crime committed? Not did you see two other witnesses?
No, his point is that Beis Din is going to ask you, did you see somebody do something that he's Chayav Misa for? Okay?
Really? That's what they're
going to
ask?
That's what he's claiming. Hagaba atzmacha adam sharaga nefesh below shnei edim hameidim bebeistin vaday lab barakatala having a person who kills without two edim, he's not barakatala. The kol zeh shalonig mardino chayev ahorgo ayin perkam derechem, let's get through this. Chena mardim is hadei edim huzmu ubao edim acherim veedu shalikot. Okay, let's skip ahead to the underlined part. Imkein veedu shalo rao zedzeh, if we don't see each other, ki bayin the Beis Din kol echad omer shenu yodeim chayev misa. When we come to Beis Din, I say, this is what I saw, but I don't know if it's enough. So who yodeh shara ganefesh veit echad hu atzmo ba'le Beis Din, imken im chavrei masid b'shikra la barakta lahave. Rag Beis Din yitzar fredus kol echad. I don't even know if you're telling the truth when you say that you saw it. I have no idea. Imken yesh lefaneinu shnei edim b'beis din habeid din degavra hara ganefesh u barakta lahave. V'alzak as rachmana lo yumas api eid echad. Nope, can't do it. Echad, echad. However, jump ahead. V'zedav kadine nefashos, avadine mamanos? Hello, im love and chaver ohode av shloba aid veheid the Beis Din gavra barchiyuv mamonave v'imkem kol echad omer shechavero chayav mamon. When I say that I saw Reuven lend money to Shimon, what do I need to say to the Beis Din? All I need to say is that Shimon owes money to Reuven, which is true whether or not there are edim. You don't need Edim to establish that Shimon owes money to Reuven. There could be nobody else in the room. Shimon owes money to Reuven.
But why is it different in Dinei Nefashot?
So the claim that the Meshech Chachma is making is that without two Edim, there is no Chiyuv Misa.
But why would Beis Din ask that question? Surely Beis Din would say to you, did you see
No. Without two Edim, there's no Chiyuv Misa. It's actually quite similar to the Kedushin issue. Right? Why are we Miyached Edim? It's so not only so that in the future. It's not only so that in the future they can come to Beis Din and say we saw. It's actually so that
right now,
they're Eidei Kiyum. The claim is that at Kedushin, the Ritva says that in order for the Kedushin to be Chal, there need to be two Eidim. It's a Chiddush. Right? That we don't say that about most things. We don't say it about loans. We don't say it about deals. We don't say it about most crimes. That in order for the crime to have been committed, there need to be two Eidim. But apparently, for murder, we do say that. We require the two Eidim because the two Eidim are actually part of the Chiyuv Misa, are part of that.
So what's the Meir saying, explaining why we need to, he's not saying how the Beit Din has to act.
He's explaining. What do you mean?
He was, I think I've been over my question. He's not saying the Beit Din has to ask it in this way.
No, not
he's
necessarily.
He's saying why we have to have two, because it's a base understanding.
No, he's saying that the Eidos itself must be of a quality that it establishes in the eyes of the aid that what this person has done is Chayav Misa. Whereas when it comes to a loan between Reuven and Shimon, or a thief, you know, or a burglary, I don't need two Eidim to establish that Reuven just broke into Shimon's house and stole it.
No, a burglary is different to a loan because there is a punishment for a burglary. Whereas non-payment,
but even
Eidim would just say who owes who the money.
Like, but no matter what, the moment Reuven steals from Shimon, he owes Shimon money.
Yeah, but if he's proven to have stolen, he has to. Does he pay capital?
Even without, even if he didn't, he would still owe Shimon money.
Same would hold for the warning then.
He would both have to
not only see each other, but the warning would have had to be given. Otherwise,
they would have to hear the warning. They would have to hear the warning.
It would be the same story.
Yeah, they'd have to hear the warning. Without hearing the warning, the aid, part of the aid is hearing the warning. You have to establish that. You're right. You're right. You would by this, which I think is true. It's not good enough to just witness the murder. You have to also hear the hasra. But I think that's known. What's the nafkamina? There is a nafkamina outside of murder. Let's take a look at this. The last paragraph says, "Uhulefi svaratenu shabiyarno." It seems, "Imkain beknasa the kol kamed lohidu alav bebeizden lo mechayev klal." Varaya de imo de miftar tu aim kol echad omer shiodesh aponi chayev knas the dilma ha'ed sheni mishaker v'lo adaver. What would come out is that with regards to the owing of the money, you could have aid, but maybe we might say that you can't be mechayev a knas al pi aidus miuchadus, because for the knas you have to be able to say that this person would be chayev in court, and in order to say that you need to have to aid them. So his chiddush, which he's not afraid of making chiddushim, if you've ever read the Mesh Chachma, you know, his chiddush would be that Eidus Miuchadus works for the returning of the, or the establishing that there was a loan. But if, for example, you witnessed a robbery, and there was going to be a knas at the other end of that robbery, so unless you actually saw the other aid, the knas itself won't happen, but the compensation would have to happen. That's a big chiddush. Yeah, by the way, take a look at the Rambam. In the next one, Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Ubameh minu bo b'mamad har Sinai. Okay, so good, a little bit of agadata. Ubameh minu bo b'mamad har Sinai. Why do we believe what happened at Har Sinai? She'inenu ra'u, because our eyes saw it. V'lo zar, v'aznenu shamu, and not somebody else. V'lo acher, ha'esh, v'ha'kolot, v'alabidim, v'hu nigash al ha'rafel. We saw Moshe go up, v'akol medaber ila, v'anu shamim Moshe lecha mor lehen kach v'kach. So we saw everything. Nimtu elu she'sholeach lehen, heim ha'edim al nevuaso, she'hi emes, v'einu tzarech la'asos lehen os acher. She'heim v'hu edim badavar. Kishnei Eidim, this is the key part. Kishnei Eidim, Sharau Davar Echad V'Yachad, Shekol Echad Mehen Eid L'Chavero, Shehu Omer Emes. Ram seems to be giving a rationale for why you need to have two Eidim, because the two Eidim actually are, one is an aid for the other. Which is an interesting idea. You need to have one be an aid for the other. Vein Echad Mehen Tzarich L'Havi Raya L'Chavero, Kach Moshe Rabbeinu Kol Yisrael Eidim La'achar Ma'amad Har Sinai Ve'inu Tzarech La'asas Lamas. You don't have to do an oath because everybody saw. He's saying in general, when you have two Eidim, the purpose of the Rambam seems to be saying that the purpose of the two Eidim is for one of them to establish, to say also that the other one saw it. Which is interesting.
In the case when you got 500 Eidim and one Pasul Ebron,
that's a separate din. It's a
bad example.
No, it's a separate din though.
Because you're bringing now a thing of Kol Am Yisrael Eidim. What if there's one who says no, and then what?
What about Moshe? I don't know how much we need the Eidos, but if you needed to have Eidos, maybe, but not relevant. The Rambam paskins Echad Talmid Chacham Vechad Am Haaretz Tzarech Hasra. He doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehudi. Actually, paskins like Rabbi Yossi that everybody needs Hasra. Shalunit Nahatra El Havchem Ein Shogel Mezid. But there's a problem here, isn't there? The Rambam seems to have made a mistake. What's his mistake? He's not making sense. Where's the problem with the Rambam? Who said that Echad Tamar Chacham Bechad Amar is Tarech Hasra? In the Gemara. In the Mishnah. In the Gemara, let's say. Who said that no matter what, you always need to have Hasra? That was Rabbi Yossi, right? That was Rabbi Yossi. And who said that, no, if it's a Chaver or if it's a Sone, then you don't need Hasra? That was Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, right? What was Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda's line? His rationale was?
So they already know.
That the purpose of it is, Eino ela lahavchin bein shogeg lemezid. Wait a minute.
So if you got a
if the purpose of Asra is lahavchin bein shogeg lemezid, then you don't need it for a chaver or a sone. So why does the Rambam, he makes it sound like this is the rationale. Echatam lechachem ve'echatam aretz, tzarech Asra, stop, just stop. But he keeps going. Shalon itna Asra ela lahavchin bein shogeg lemezid. But if he's a Talmud Chacham, then he shouldn't need Hasra, because he always knows that it's Mezid. We always know that it's Mezid when a Talmud Chacham does it. Shem Shogig Haya. The kids in Masrin Bo, Ormelo Perish, O Alta Ase Shizu Averahi, Bechayav Atala, Mezid's Bezdin, O Malkos, Imperish Pater. Don't do it, you're Chayav Misa. But the Talmud Chacham knows that he's going to be Chayav Misa, so why does he need Hasra? The Rambam is a Stira Mine Uve. No? How do you deal with a Rambam like this? It's not even two Rambams. This is one Rambam.
I suggest we look in the Kesef Mishnah Rambam.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Ve'eishli t'mal Rabbeinu. We should be surprised at the Rambam. Sheposik Rabbanan de Chaver Nami Tzarech Hasra. How could he say that a Chaver also needs Hasra? Then also say, Heach Nasan Tam Shalonis Na El Alav Chim Yitzhov Gamezit. How can he say both? Da'avei Tam L'Rabbi Yozer Be'yudah Da'amar Chaver Einu Tzarech B'nei She'kvar Hu Yodea Shu Asur. I don't understand. His answer: Yesh lamar de rabbanan nami havi asra lahavchin ben shogeg lemezid. No. Everybody agrees that the purpose of asra is lahavchin ben shogeg lemezid. El dahavi begavna chrisa de chaver v'amaret shavin bo kigon lohodiyah shechaticha zu chaylev o shayom shabbat. It's on a fact. The Talmud Chacham woke up one morning. He was confused. Is today Shabbos? Is not Shabbos? He turns on his coffee maker. He starts putting on the fire. Somebody comes over and says, you know that it's Shabbos right now and that you can get in real trouble for doing that. And then he says, okay, Alpha Pekin, I'm going to do it. That's why the Chaver needs it. Not because he doesn't know about Shabbos in general. He knows about Shabbos in general. He knows what you're not to do on Shabbos. But that's the case. Does that fit well in the Rambam? Because here the Rambam says Shazu Averahi V'chayav Ata Aleha. I mean, I can't tell one way or another, really, but it doesn't sound like it.
Why not? It could be the Talmud Chacham and the Amar Aretz are taking both cases and saying we have to make sure that he knows the difference between Mezid and Shogun, whether it's on the facts or whether it's on.
Shouldn't he mention both cases? Shouldn't he mention like?
Well,
you know,
Aretz,
tell him Shabbos Hayom.
He doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. For the Talmud Chacham, it's
so that one's not
he
covered.
Knows the difference of right and wrong, but he doesn't know the facts.
I agree. That's what the Chesed Mishnah says, but the Rambam doesn't mention that second case. I don't think he just says.
No.
Al ta'aseh shezu averahi.
Because the Shalom.
You think it's covered well?
Eil alavchim ben shogeg lemezid. The eil alavchim ben shogeg lemezid covers both. It covers the intention of what the person might be doing and the awareness of
yeah.
the facts of what they're
about. No, yeah, you're right. I buy that. But then when he says, he gives the example of the Asra, I would have liked him to give at least two examples of Asra. One where he's telling the guy that what you're doing is Asra, and the other where he's telling him that, you know, this is a situation where that is Asra. But fine. He also says that this is what everybody says. Acha shekasavti zel matzati the Rava Magid, that's Magid Mishnah. Shekasav keyetzu b'zeh, he also said the same thing. B'tchilas halacha z'sori biya. V'avagav de b'hai yukim ta'atu chacham in the masnis and grabiyos of Yehud. Lo chayshin la lamifsa kavad. Okay, so he says the same thing. Now the last point I wanted to make is the Aruch Laner, who says something a little bit different.
Who's
says,
the
Aruch Laner? The Aruch Laner. It's in the 17th century, and I can't remember his name. Commentary on the Gemara. Says Lefiza Kasha Lech Ora Ipcha Imkein Eich Nasan Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Hatan the Chaver in Tarech Hasra Daf Shia Dadin HaAkol Panim Tzrichem Leida Hashem Shogeg Haya. Says Nir Lanei Es Daiti the Beis Mini Hasra Hen. There are two kinds of Hasra. Da'inu Ba'Hasra Shetzivta Torah LaHansos Tzrichem Leios Kalul Beis Dvar. You have to cover two things. Number one, Hazara. Number two, Ha'onesh. You have to mention both the azhara, the fact that you're not supposed to do it, and number two, the onesh itself. Tahinu. Shetzrichim la'azul shelo yasa davar sheizira Torah alav, v'zer shelo yechol lomar shogeg ha'isi. First of all, tell him that he's not allowed to do it, so that afterwards he can't say, oh, I didn't know I'm not allowed to do it. V'od masav roshim yavar yahar ego yanish malkus. And also tell him what's going to happen to him. V'zeh ulai yifrosh miras ha'onesh. And then he might stop because he's afraid of the punishment. V'chein v'uchach dinin hasra'ahu. The inya hasra who came mimasha sholem ha'edim kibal alav hasra hitra atzman lamita. We ask the edim two questions: did he accept the hasra, and did he matir himself to misa? Those are two distinct points, aspects of hasra. The first is: did he accept the hasra? Did he acknowledge that he understands that he's not allowed to do this? Number two, hitra atzman lamita: did he understand that there's a punishment for this? Did he give himself over to misa? Ain sham peresh Rashi tekibul lav asra hu asara behitrat melamisa hu onesh. Fine. Bahan afkuza bein beiz asara hu. These two aspects. Sone v'chaver. The sone lo tzarich min hasra al rishona. The person who hates doesn't need the first one. The muchzakin bo the mistama meizif. Because we know he's doing it on purpose. We know that he knows that what he's doing is wrong. He's doing it on purpose anyways. What we don't know is whether he's going to put up with the punishment. V'chaver ein zarach min hasra sheni shari yada shem yavor yanish. The chaver knows about the onesh. V'hinei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda ayri midin hasra's onesh v'zeh ein zarach l'chaver. So he says that part you don't need for the chaver. What Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is really saying is that you don't need to mention the onesh to the chaver because he knows the halacha. He may not know that what he's doing in this, this is wrong, because he doesn't know what the situation is, but he knows that murder will result in the death penalty. That doesn't need to be told to him. And that's what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is saying to us. Chaver eino tzarich hasras onesh. V'nazan atam sharei hasra hi lahafka min shogel emezid per shelo yashogig bedin ha'onesh. Because that's a little bit hard for him. V'zeh ein tzarich eitzel ha'chaver. So he's claiming that the Rambam is only talking about the first aspect. He's essentially at the end, he's saying the same thing as the Kesef Mishnah. He's saying that the Rambam is only talking about the Metzias. He's essentially saying the same thing, but a little bit more roundabout.
No, for the Chacham, it's the same for the facts, and for the others, he's saying it for the punishment.
Have you ever a situation for the Chaver where he's so angry? He knows halacha. He's going to do something wrong because he's just that angry, and that you should give him a warning because it kind of just brings him back down to earth. Not that he doesn't know, but in a situation, it's like he doesn't know. You know what I mean?
And then if you didn't give it to him, then he would claim afterwards, you know, I was in such a state.
Yeah.
From the Aruch Laner's perspective, look, the Pashas of the Rambam, you should give him a full Hasra. The Aruch Laner's Chiddush is this idea. And I don't know if it's been accepted. I don't know. It's his Chiddush that you only need half the Hasra for the Chaver. The Rambam didn't say that. And it doesn't seem to come from, you know, it's not obvious from Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It's just, it's his way of explaining the Rambam. Okay, the last thing I wanted to do tonight is this Chashukei Chamed. This is Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, Shlita. He writes these Harifna, an article translated into what if. Yeah. So he has something called Chashukei Chamed, which is like on every daf in Shas, he has like random questions that come out from the daf. So look at this question. So he says, here's the case. Ruvein ein lo chaver lo mari mo yachad vayichulu. All right, Friday night. Got to say Vayechulu. Come forward, B'Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah. V'nei Matzad Shimon me'ever Hasheni shall Rishus Arabim. Haim Yochel Yitzdayif Elav Lomar Yachad Vayechulu. Can they both? I don't know. Can they both say Vayechulu separately, and then come together later and say, okay, we're, you know, he sees Reuven sees Shimon at the other end of the street. Shimon sees him, and they both say it to themselves, but they see each other. Does that work?
What? Knowing that each other was saying
it's supposed to be the halakha is because of Eidus.
Right, yeah. That's the theory.
I like the idea of what we had before, where each, I can't remember who it was now, that the point of having two is that each one is an aid on the other. And that feels like this.
Okay.
I mean, I like that when you said it, but it feels really, that's what this is.
Okay, so let's see what he says. So he quotes our Gemara. Never makas da five vama beis. Hayu shnei morin osam echalon zev. Shnei morin osam echalon zev. Echad maser ba bam tzav. Bas man shem iktasam morin elo se elo hare elo etos achas. Good. Hiksha alachos ketanos. Mi Gemara zu. Al mashu kosev beis Yosef. The beis Yosef said, b'shem Rabbeinu Yonah, the imrish shus rabbi mafsik, ain mitzdar from the Zimun. In general, the Beis Yosef said that if there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin in between you, like let's say you know you're on one side of the road and then there's another restaurant on the other side of the road, so Rosh Hashanah Rabbin in between you, so ein mitzdarfin the zimun. Sharei acha mitzdarfim ve'iniach mitzarchiyan. So he says, so he's not sure. He says, how could it be that the edim are mitzdareif, but for zimun it doesn't work? That's what he's wondering about. He's like, how come it works for edim but it doesn't work for zimun? V'yuri and baruch l'ner. Not our alchner. Shehevi has divrei alachos ketanos. V'tirutz shagam be'edos enam itzdarfim im rishus harabim mafsekes. He says, actually, our case in our gemara is not talking about where there's a rishus harabim between them. Ach b'gemara kan mari shamas haya b'chatzer v'lo yafsek rishus harabim. This is a Kitty Genovese case. You know Kitty Genovese? You guys know that case? Kitty Genovese was in Queens. It was 1970s, I think. Where this woman was being raped.
Oh, she was and she shouted
being
out.
Raped in an alley, in between the building, and for 35 minutes, she was screaming. And the guy left and came back, and no one called the police. No one called the police because everybody thought someone else was going to call the police.
That's why they say in an emergency situation, you point to someone to call the police.
Call. So this is a chatzer. This was in a chatzer, just like that. V'lo yehafsek rishus harabim, or the ma'ir b'beis echad, or maybe even one house, or two houses. Smuchim zel lezeh, ba'ofen she'en hafsek klal b'neihem. Rak shalayu zeh etzel zeh b'chalon echad. Gets to, I think, what Ilan pointed out before, but in two different rooms. V'lulei dvarav evshar yel echalik b'nei des. So in that case, that would mean that, no, across a rishus harabim, edus doesn't work. He says, honestly, I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, Eidos tzarech lios kas achas shoroes masa. You just need two people who see the same thing. As long as I can see each other, it should work. They have to be eating together. It has nothing to do with seeing each other. There can't be considered eating together if they're far away from each other. So now, they definitely see God creating the world together, and they're seeing it, and they see each other. So he thinks, should work. From two ends of the city, should be fine. As long as they see each other.
Yeah.
Well, Tower A, Tower B.
In this situation, in Shul, you know, very often people will ask each other if they're Moshe Ben Esrei.
Right.
Everybody saw it at the same time. So if we're going to analogize this with the real case, you saw it happening at the same time. It's not like two people in the window at different times you saw it. You're just not saying it at the same time in front of Beit Din, so to speak.
Good. So take a look at this. Ulam yesh makom lechalek. He says, but wait a second. Hine hiksha magen Avram. The magen Avram says, madua katzav ator shetzarech shiomu v'yichulu biyachad. Why do people have to say it together, bichlal? Hari be'edus lo tzarech shehidim ya'idu biyachad. They don't have to say it together. Elam be'idim achad acharei hashini. Ah, but they do have to say it one after the other. Katzav chazanish levar da'atam shetzarech shiomu biyachad hu de'bezeh ika hakara u'persuma milta tfei v'lefizeh lokasha kushas magen Avram. Chazanish says, no, the reason why they're saying it together is so that there should be Pursume Nisa. It doesn't sound like it's Eidus anymore at all. It sounds like it's Pursume Nisa.
It should be a lower level, right? I mean, it would be less of a halacha.
It's definitely the requirements lower. Vim kein, itachin shalachatchili yesh lamod bo'osam akum, vim omdim shnayim et shnei tzidim rishas harabim, ulai lo nechshavim biyachad einin ha-Pursume Milta, kamo shalo nechshavim biyachad einin kaviyah se'udah. He says, according to Chazanish, it shouldn't work. Because there's one standing over here, one standing over there. What Pursume Nisa do you have? They're not together saying it. They're not like, you know, getting together and you know, being mechazik each other with it. This one's saying it over here, this one's saying it over there. It shouldn't be good enough. On the other hand, it's a good point. In terms of Eidos, you know, this one's saying it over here, this one's saying it over there. You're not being made and bathed in together.
Midach, yesh makom lomar shafil. You can hear each other.
No.
So So then how do they know what they're doing?
No, they signal to each other.
They just need to have seen each other. Like if you're late in Shul, if you're a bit late finishing your Shemona Esrei.
Yeah, I guess.
Instead of saying, you know, Mike, do you want to, should we say it now? You just see someone else who's also late.
Right.
And you just, I mean.
Just from a little further away.
You don't give the edit together. You only need to have been there together. In fact, you were there together, right? You know, you were both Adim, and then one goes into the room and gives his edit, the second one goes in and gives his edit. You don't need to make the declaration together.
Well, take a look. Me'idach, yesh makal nomar, sha'afilu fi'arachaner, sheba'ed is b'inat sh'lo yu b'shnei tzidei rishis rab. He says that they have to be in the same time, you know, the same area. B'chol zos v'yechulu efshal etztareif, nevertheless, ne'sheba'edus regila anu b'ayim lehoti adabar chadish al yidei kabbalas ha'edus. We're saying something new. V'laze b'inan sh'yu kas achas sh'me'idim bo'os ha'makam, v'im einam b'yachad, ein la'em shem shal kas achas, ela shal anashem nifradim. Aval gabe amiris v'yechulu, it's not normal edus. Sharei ha'ovdos barus lekulam. Everybody knows. Shakadosh Baruch Hu barashem ha'maritz. Ve'etzrichem shiyu mamash kas achas el shayidu bizman echad. The whole point over here is not like regular edus over here. This is an edus where we treat it like edus, but at the end of the day, everybody knows that God created the world. We don't have to be made that. It's not like anybody has any question about that. They just need to kind of say it together as a you know, as kind of similar to edus, because the Torah makes it out like.
But he's rejecting the Pesuminisa thing then.
Yeah, he rejected the. Well, he says, you know, if you don't assume it's the Pesuminisa. Agav, one of the objections to the whole thing, there are many people who are just not makbid to do the Vaychul thing at all.
It's
Shabbos.
Anyway.
It's Shabbos at nighttime. There's no edus on Shabbos, and there's no edus at nighttime. But people are generally machmir to try to do it. Based on the Magen Avraham also.
Somebody got upset at me once when I tried to